So, I've been sharing things, talking crazy, being weird. You know, God gave me that gift, sacred clown. So wild. So anyway, my really serious stuff is on Rizzle. I haven't been on there, I don't know in how long. But I made a bunch of videos, and also the history lesson of my mother is also on there. I am so tired of the celebrity worship. That was where it started. Like, you know, the visions that God gave me in the beginning are not the same that I'm getting now. I know that it would probably be better for me to do some marketing. Just to, not to talk to people, but to let the confirmation of those that are on the outskirts of town. A lot of trans brown girls and, like, kids that are non-binary, people that still understand hermaphrodite, and broken Christians, for real. Broken Christians that still live in that, God, conservative or Republican lifestyle. And you may be that kind of person that is in what they would call alternative lifestyle. I need to talk to those people. I really do. Because most of those people are the people like me. And they don't have hope half the time. Because the world doesn't talk to them. The world makes fun of them. And though God shows me many of them, I know there are tons of people that still, just like my parents, had never met a white person until they left their home, you know. There are plenty of people that look at transgender people and, you know, call them cross-dresser, where a cross-dresser is not necessarily transgender. And see, that's where the labels come in, only to not be hurtful. But, like, the marketed LGBTQ plus community is a problem. Like, get mad all you want to, but the only person you saving is a marketing exec. Like, to be somebody that's in the realm of, you know, gay, and to feel that same pressure as my friends, those that committed the act, and those that just, you know, died slowly and yet were sped up by the community that what it was. You know, the gatekeeping of the flamboyant white gay is over, period. Because you couldn't even speak on your gayness while we were very free in our own communities. So the gay community needs to shut up, sit down, and never speak again. This is the truth. Black women have been stifled to the point where they're dumb, and they say things just as stupid as you guys. And of course, we all know that the Caucasian woman is inherently unable to do what she needs to do. These are three groups that are very toxic. They are the reason why incels exist in the first place. And until these groups disband in marketing, once marketing stops trying to pander to people, telling people, just make a fucking, like, commercial. Stop trying to read people and, you know, put a bunch of mixed families out this year. And, oh, what are people looking for? Nigga, just sell a product. I'm so tired of you people. Like, once you went in and started making the commercials for cigarettes, you know, or Reefer Madness, go to hell, all of you. Oh, wait, that's where you are. If you do the devil's bidding, you get to sit in the devil's dungeon. Think before you leap. Pray before you speak. Okay, bye. I don't like talking about the devil. He gets enough play. And so does she. I want to talk about God. Because you guys keep thinking God is the devil. Well, you know, Adriana Grande said God is a woman. I don't know what they're talking about. I'm a woman. God is God. And Daddy God is Daddy God. What is gender? Why do you guys care so much? Yo, I'm gonna make a song called Sometimes I Used to Think I Was Evil. Let's see if it works. Be right back.
And I'm just saying. And this is was in my head because I had to remember how to say it exactly. My brothers know when I really need them. And they do not ever disappoint me. You know? They know when I need to hear their voice. And there's always one voice. You just have to be listening. Yeah. So, how are we on this blessed day in the university of life. You know, it was one thing that my sweet innocent child said to me. Oh, you and your mom sure like to what did she say? Harass people. This is odd because we don't ever call a soul, like, at all. Like, we don't even think about calling anyone. So, understand, it wasn't because we forgot anyone. We just knew a lot of people. And who wants to keep giving your heart away? That's a book by a United Methodist woman, by the way. Look it up. It's a good lesson for the world.